This is GQDN for July 12th, 2024. Happy Friday, people. We're brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. As many what you want. Because when you go to the checkout line, you put in the promo code QUEST and you get 25% off of your purchase. It's good stuff. Very good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of content up there, people. More coming in tomorrow. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Overwatch news. A game is getting delayed. Or actually, two games are. And the Esports World Cup talents have been announced. But we begin with an update. Yesterday we said the prices are going to go up for Xbox Game Pass. According to purexbox.com, there are some changes that are also coming to the Microsoft rewards for Game Pass. So, the auto-redeem feature for Xbox Game Pass Ultimate and the PC Game Pass will be gone on August 12th. Now, it wasn't just feedback, but we will start with the Microsoft's official statement. Quote, your Game Pass auto-redeem subscription is being discontinued. Important changes are coming to the auto-redeem functionality for your Game Pass Ultimate or PC Game Pass subscription as of 8/12/2024. You will no longer be allowed to use your reward points to fund your Game Pass Ultimate or PC Game Pass subscriptions. If you'd like to elect another service to use reward points for the auto-redemption, please visit the rewards catalog. Now, Huge Idea did post all that on the Reddit, but he did have some available options. Quote, select a new auto-redemption subscription. Let your auto-redeem subscription expire on August 12th. Explore the catalog to redeem points for other prizes. So, that is what's coming. So, here come the changes, Xbox. Now, we get into at least one delay. There's another one coming later. But there's a horror game that is called Phasmophobia, but is delayed until Halloween. Now, Phasmophobia is a multiplayer horror game and is up on the PC via Steam. But the developer, Kinetic Games, did confirm that it's going to come to PlayStation 5 later this year. And that'll be during their Halloween event. So, people are indeed frustrated about that because it's not on PlayStation 5 yet. And the developers do know about this. And they're working on it. Because the console versions were confirmed for June of last year. And they planned to release for last October. But 1 year later, it's going to come out Halloween time. So, we'll see. Okay, we need to talk about Intel for a bit. Because PC Games N has a couple articles about this. Because they're saying that Intel is selling some defective CPUs. And that's what a game developer is saying. In fact, the developer is Matthew Casellas, which is the founder of Eldron Games. And he said that he's swapping out the Intel servers for AMD hardware because some of the instabilities in the CPUs. Now, some gamers have been reporting some crashes on the Intel CPUs for quite a few months now, and that was affecting the games based on the Unreal Engine. Because right now, the Core i9 is at 14,900K, and it does have some error messages reporting that the game is out of video memory. And that's even if your graphics card has a lot of VRAM. And that'll be the same issue that has showed up again with the First Descent because they had a video memory problem. So, what Matthew did say was that the gamers are, quote, receiving misleading error messages about running out of video driver memory despite having sufficient memory, end quote. That's why Alderaan is now changing the hardware and the game servers to use the AMD CPU instead of the Intel chips because AMD has a lot less crashes compared to Intel CPUs. So, if you want an AMD chip, it's up on Amazon. That's the Ryzen 7 7800X3D, and that's about $400, just under $400. Now, we're going to stay with Intel because PC Games N did say that they have some new CPUs with just two cores, and that's the Intel Processor 310, which is a new product, and it just have two cores to it, and it acts like the Raptor Lake type of architecture. So those who knows what the Raptor Lake S is like, you can let me know at Joe Brum's and what you think about it. That's Raptor Lake. Now the new CPU does have support for hyper-threading, which does allow each core of the CPU to handle two application threads at a time. So if you do want the chip, like I said, it's at $110. And that's the Intel Core i5-12400F CPU. I don't know if you want that or not, because the two stories don't mesh, right? Hey, still news. Oh, you want something on sale. We got something for you. Keep them with tech, because GamesRadar.com did say there's a new LG OLED B4, and it's at a pretty good price. There's some of them with pretty good prices to it. Now, keep in mind, these are high-end models here. Their atypical price is around $2,500. Or maybe slightly less. So they are really big too. 65 inches for both of these models. One is the LG OLED B4 and the other is the LG OLED B3. Now, if you want the B3, like I said, they're all 65 inches. Right now, at Amazon, mainly because of Prime Day, they're just under $1,200. If you go to Best Buy, they're at $1,300, and Walmart, well, still about $1,300. That's the B3, and you're saving about $300. Now the B4 has more technology to it, more colors, more visuals than the B3. That's why the original price is $2,500. Right now, you can buy it at Amazon for just under $1,600. The price check at Best Buy is comparable, $1,600, and Walmart, $1,600, but still just over $900 savings. Go check that out if you want the big boy TV, smart TVs at that, which there you can load up Twitch and you could probably watch some esports. Yes, we're hitting the esports corner again, because the esports World Cup talent via HLTV has been announced. So your hosts, Oliver Destansky, will be on the stage. He's OJ Borg. Two people will be at the desk. James Banks, and Tristana Santos. They'll be at the desk. And Mike Darfmike Winnick with content. The analysts, Jacob Pip Winchy, Matthew Maniac Quinzig. Oh, this one's going to really screw me up. I'm sorry. Q Quizzes. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say for the next one, just their nicknames or their streamer name, Wayne K and Bleh. I just want to stay safe. Those will be the analysts. The casters are Alex Machine Richards, Chad Sponge Burchill, Adam Dinko Hawthorne, Jason Moses O'Toole, Henry G. Greer. He'll be remote, and so will these two. Anders Bloom, Alex Hawkins, and so will James Bardolph. The interviewer will be Freya Spires. They'll be doing the CS2 stuff, and they will be having some fun, I bet. Now, on the Overwatch Blizzard site, some of you guys already know, I just wanted to say it, Transformers, more than meets the eye. That's right, Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, Megatron, some of them are over there. And they'll be up there for the next few days. So good luck with that. We will end today on a very positive note. Because of the attack on the Ukrainian Kyiv hospital, Indica publisher 11bit has donated $50,000 to the hospital. And that'll be to support the Ukrainian children that was impacted by the attack. And that's what the Polish studio did do. So, here's what 11bit Studios did say on Twitter. Quote, as a Polish game studio, will be donating $50,000 of the revenue generated from Indica to support the Ukrainian kids receiving treatment at Almaty Children's Hospital in Kyiv, which was targeted this week by a Russian missile attack. That's on Twitter. Their statement did read, quote, "It pains us that the Russian invasion of Ukraine continued, and the recent aberrant attack on the Children's Hospital in Kyiv by Russian military forces shook us to its core. Mere words would be empty without meaningful act, though. We have previously stated that a portion of 11-Bit Studios' revenue generated from Indica will be donated to aid children affected by the war in Ukraine. We knew the time to act was now. That's why we decided to donate $50,000 to the Liberty Ukraine Foundation to support Ukrainian kids receiving treatment at the Children's Hospital in Kyiv. War devastates everything in its path and is most cruel to those that are most innocent, children. Let this message resonate with us all, players and developers together, and let's do everything we can. Sincerely, 11-Bit Studios team." That is well done by them. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge. For the weekly show, we will see you there. 5:30 pre-show. Oh, you get it. You'll see me post the notes up and all that stuff if I'm there on time. But I'll be there by 6 o'clock, definitely. This has been a DawnForge production. 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. And keep those kids in mind.